it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
The first day, the best day, it's the start of a brand new week. Whatever problems you think you may have had last week, it's the start of a brand new week. You can either change it, put it into place, forget about all of it, but just take it day by day. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We've got your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and hopefully all of the candidates. We're on our mission to have at least two candidates every single day from all of the different counties, not just Washoe, not just Carson, but everybody. Didn't we have, we had a mayoral candidate from Carson City, Nathaniel, last week. So, you know, if you feel that somebody needs to be on the air and get their message out, then make sure that they get a hold of Craig, my producer, and he's got the schedule and he'll get you on it. And I don't care if you're a Republican, independent, or Democrat. I know people have a tendency to only go with their own parties, but I don't play that way. So if you want to be on the air and you want to talk about this stuff, join me. All right. If you're an independent or a Democrat, you might get a little pushback from me in questioning the ideals and what's going on right now. But hey, you should be able to take it. Speaking in the last hour a lot about education. All right. Wanda just sent me this email quickly. Talk about wrong stuff staying in the school books. Darwin had a theory, never proven. Frequently disproven, but still, they tell the kids that it's a fact. Also, checking in with, let's go to Chuck this morning. So glad you could spend some time with your mom this weekend. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. He was able to spend some time with his mom in New Jersey. Of course, just on the phone, but that's okay. Regarding history, lesson for the young folks. Ask them what history means, what history is. Most will probably answer, it's what happened. And therein lies the lesson. Thank you, Chuck. I wholeheartedly agree. He continues on. As you know, I know history is not what happened. It is what people say has happened or what they believe has happened. This is why you have to do your own research. This is why you have to look into things. We are going through a huge revisionist history right now. Especially when it comes to slavery and the beginning of the United States, the history of the Civil War, why it even happened. You can't always believe what you read because that's what they want you to know. And, well, with a lot of the blame stream media today, that's what they want you to know. A line from Metallica, one of my favorite bands. Pursue the truth, no matter where it lies. Can you rely on commercials? Can you rely on politicians to tell you what they believe you want, they want you to hear? What they believe you want to hear? Just tell them what they think. Know the people in your community and know the office that they are running for, that they've been in. And then ask the questions of the people, the hard questions of the people who really want to take them out. Let's talk about the Good Governance Group and check in with Dave Nelson at this time. Dave is in Douglas County, and Dave is running to hold on to his seat as Douglas County Commissioner in District 1. Dave, thank you so much for calling in today and being on the show.
Yes, I want to thank you for putting me on your show. I know it's listened to very widely in the area.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope so. I hope I'm getting something out there. But Dave, Danny Tarkanian is vying for your seat. He's coming up from Las Vegas and moving into the community and feels he can make a difference. What say you?
Well, I found it interesting because when he first put up his website, it sounded exactly like my platform. So I found that interesting. I know he's not that type of a person. I think that I've done a very good job of keeping all my campaign promises from 4 years ago. I think most of the people of Douglas County acknowledge that. And if they want someone who will continue to be their voice, I'm that candidate.
Dave, what is your platform and what did you promise in your last campaign?
Well, I promised to support the master plan, and I've tried to do that as well as possible. I voted for a couple of master plan amendments when I thought they were good for the county, but most of them have not been good for the county, in my opinion. And I think most of the citizens of Douglas County agree with that. Also, I'm a conservative, and the board has done a lot of damage to our budget this last 4 years by voting for things like the RDA 2 up at the lake and the 2,500 homes for the Park Cattle Company, which we have to build the road, and we don't have the money to do that, so I'm not sure where that's going to come from.
And oh, we need come on. Dave, you know exactly where it comes from. It comes from the taxpayers.
Oh, yeah. But without raising taxes, I don't know how we're going to pay for it. And mm-hmm. I'm against raising taxes.
I interrupted you. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm against raising taxes. I've signed the taxpayer protection pledge. I did last time. I've signed it again this time. No new taxes without it going to the voters. And no bonds, no general bonds, unless it goes to the voters.
That's a great platform. Why do you think that we're seeing what we see? Well, actually, before I go on to that, let me ask you this. What do you think about what has gone on with COVID-19 right now in your county? Because you didn't see the cases, yet Douglas was still shut down. What was the commission doing to get everybody back open? Anything?
Well, we did send a letter to the governor. We took it up in person, all five commissioners, tried to hand it to him. He sent the guard out to take the letter. He didn't come out personally and greet us. I consider that kind of an insult to the people of Douglas County by the governor. I think that as representatives, he should be listening to us also, and he doesn't seem to want to. We've taken steps so far. We're phase one, and several of our restaurants opened this weekend. Several other businesses are now open. We are following phase one, even though I think that we have had very few cases of COVID-19, and also we have no deaths, and we have, I think, five active cases right now and 19 recovered. So nice. We've been pretty lucky on that. And so I would like to see the county open up faster, and the board is doing its best to make that happen.
Nice. Is there anything that you'd like to see for Douglas County in the future? Where do you want to go? Where is your campaign promises now for the next 4 years?
Okay. Right now I'm pushing very much for a very, very strong water study. I'm concerned about the water issue in Douglas County. The ranchos are having issues with their wells. All the outlying areas, the Minden Gardnerville Center Core has not had any real issues, but the outlying areas are having a lot of issues with people having to drill their wells deeper if they're on a well, and also an issue with more arsenic in the water. The deeper they drill, the more arsenic they have. I think we need to take a real strong look at the water issue and have studies done.
Anything else?
Well, water is really an issue for me, and then also the amount of houses that have been approved that are backlogged. We do have a growth management ordinance that means that it will probably take 30 years for all these houses to be built out, but that still is a lot of houses on the docket to be built.
And if you have water issues, that's going to create more issues for that. So, all right. Well, how can people find out more about your campaign and what you stand for and what you've accomplished in your service to the community already?
Okay, I have a website. It's the number 4, DaveNelson.com. And I've got a lot of information out there. They can make donations to my campaign or anything they would like to do. If they write to me, I will definitely respond to them.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you something separately. Are you going to be at the Good Governance Group Forum rally tomorrow, actually, on the 12th at the museum
tomorrow
in Gardnerville?
Yeah, it's at the museum in Gardnerville. It'll just be filmed and then put out on the internet for people to watch.
Nice. Very nice. And I don't know this guy that you've got to MC it. Some guy named Jerry Bevins?
Yes. I think he has something to do with Evans Broadcasting, if
you've
ever heard of that.
Oh, Evans. Oh, okay. Jerry Evans. Yeah, I recognize that name now. So what is the Good Governance Group?
Well, it's a group of people that were put together a lot of years ago. They have meetings when we can have meetings. COVID-19 has kind of put a stop to that, but they meet once a week. Currently at the COD Casino on Monday at 1 o'clock when we get back to normal. And it's nonpartisan. Everybody gets together and just kind of talks about what they see, the issues. It was set up to kind of be a watchdog group for Douglas County government. I think they do a good job.
Okay, and they're going to be filming it at the museum in Gardnerville tomorrow night at 6 p.m. How are people going to be able to watch the filming?
I don't think that they will be able to watch the filming. I'm sorry about that, but I didn't.
How will they be able to watch the film afterwards?
Afterwards, it'll be put out on the internet. I don't have all the details on that at this point.
Well, make sure you get them to me because we want everybody in Douglas County to be a part of it. And hopefully and I'm so glad you said return to normal and you didn't use that stupid term, the new normal. Maybe you might even get a few more participants.
Perhaps. I'm not for the new normal of whatever that is.
It's just that lingo that those people want you to use. So Dave Nelson, thank you so much for joining us today. What again is that website for people to find out more about you?
The number 4, DaveNelson.com.
4, DaveNelson.com. All right. Thank you so much, Dave. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Monica.
You're very welcome. It is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, but it's your show. It's live and local for all of Northern Nevada. We're talking Douglas, Churchill, Carson, Lyons, Story, everybody, including Washoe. We'll be back with more of the things that you should be thinking about right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, trying to get you to think for yourselves and do a little research. The internet is a wonderful thing if you use the right tools. Remember, Google is tracking you, and what they do is when you search something, they gear you towards what they want you to see. People were very surprised in a legislative or a congressional hearing when Ted Cruz was talking to a former higher up of Google, and he said, yeah, they can direct your view to certain things, what they want you to view. They have a way of manipulating people's votes, reminders, all kinds of interesting stuff. You might want to check out that video before YouTube takes it down because, well, YouTube is just getting very restrictive with what you can and can't see. Maybe like this information that Dr. Fauci knew that hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine was a very good cure for COVID. When did he know this? He knew this back in 2005. So did anybody really have to die since December? Because they are now that the research is actually coming out, but you're not going to find this on YouTube because they keep taking everything down, like Plandemic, that's been removed, that COVID's been around since December, even here. Dr. Fauci knew 15 years ago that chloroquine and even the milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, will not only treat a current case of coronavirus therapeutic, but it will also prevent future cases. But, you know, when you're working on your own medication and that medication costs $1,000 a pill as compared to, 30, 20, there's money to be had. Following the money trail is always a great way to get started. There's more anonymous search engines besides DuckDuckGo. Find the one that you're most comfortable with. But start doing your research. Do you know who H.R. McMasters is? H.R. McMaster. You might recognize that name in Obamagate, being a security advisor to President Trump. One of the old guard that is involved in all of this. Guess what he's doing now? You don't know? Yeah, it's not highly publicized. You have to go look for it. He's now working at Zoom. Yes, Zoom. He's going to be their new Security Intelligence Director. Think about that.
All I want to do is zoom, a zoom, zoom, zoom in my room, room.
All of a sudden, Zoom comes out. They're making millions upon millions of dollars. But that one little security flaw pops up that it's easily hackable. My goodness, what should we do about this? Let's get a name. Let's get H.R. McMaster. Make people feel better. He's helping out with it now. Everybody's using it. I disagree with it, but everybody's using it. And the people at Zoom are making millions upon millions of dollars selling their inside trading, actually, their stocks before all this got started. You can use it. I don't care for it, but you can use it. Intelligence. Your information is the new currency. It's the new currency. You should be as guarded with your birthday, your address, what kind of toilet paper you use, what kind of mac and cheese you like to eat. Anything that you prefer, you should be as guarded with that as you are your Social Security number. Information on you, like I said, is the new currency. Kurt, hang on the line. We got to take a quick break for Fox News, but we will be back talking about Hong Kong flu of 1968. It's been going on for a long time, people. People are just now starting to wake up to it, though, and to pay attention, because it's not about a virus. It's about an election. Here's Fox News.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your show, whatever you want to talk about. I kind of try to lead you in a direction, but boy, I've been turned around a lot of times. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kurt. Hi, Kurt. You wanted to talk about the Hong Kong flu of 1968?
Yeah, it was something that just popped up on a post over the weekend, and I started checking into it, and I was just amazed. I haven't heard much about it, but briefly, over 100,000 Americans died because of that flu. And
Back in 1968.
And in 1968, what other memorable event took place?
Oh, you're killing me, Kurt.
Upstate New York. Woodstock.
Oh, that's right. I saw something on that over the weekend.
Now, 250,000 people, no masks, no gloves, 100,000 people died, and we didn't have this hysteria back then.
Yeah, no clothes half the time either for those people.
Well,
maybe the mud they were wallowing in was good for them. I don't know. They were outside, Kurt. They were getting in the vitamin D.
Yes, they were. But, Kurt, yeah, it's just so interesting.
What do you think about what's going on right now?
Bottom line, we're not thinking for ourselves. We're being told what to do, and there's too many people that are just following suit. I know you've mentioned it about people that are getting too much for unemployment, that they don't go back to work. I was in line behind the guy at the grocery store on Sunday. He had just opened up his restaurant, and there were four people working. They were totally exhausted. None of his workers would come back because they were making too much money on unemployment.
You know, and it's interesting because there are so many millions of people who still have nothing. They've applied, they're in limbo, and people just aren't getting any money from unemployment. That is just, it's heartbreaking. But Kurt, thank you so much for the call and the reminder. This has been going on for so long. And right now we're getting in a diplomatic feud because today it was announced that we, as this country, are putting new restrictions in place, and we, as a country, are going to be expelling Chinese reporters. They're going to force some to leave if their visas are tethered to the media group that they work for, depending on who it is. Currently, 160 nationals working at the five outlets, but that number is going to be capped at about 100. Okay, so now the U.S. is expelling Chinese reporters. But you know what? it's fair game because China expelled U.S. reporters because they weren't pushing the propaganda. They weren't pushing the propaganda. I think one of the first things that kids should learn in kindergarten, first grade, because remember, when they're young like that, they are sponges. And the first thing that they should learn, rather than how many genders there are, is the game of chess. Because that's what the world is. It is just a huge chessboard, and we're all the pawns. And we've destroyed, we've crushed our economy, the people. I mean, I wonder how many people, actually Craig wondered this for me, I wonder how many people would go back to work if the government took away that extra $600 a week that the Democrats pushed for in unemployment every week, an extra $600. Do you think that they would get their butts back to work? Yeah, probably. Support the businesses in our community who are opening. Support the people who are coming back. The ones who say, I want to work. I don't want to stay home on unemployment. I want to work. Please tip those people big. The waiters, the waitresses, the cleanup crew, the owners of the restaurants and salons and everything else that's opening, tip them big. Because those are the people who want to work. And those are the people who deserve to be rewarded. Let's go to Fred, who's hanging on the line at 884-9910. Fred wants to talk about high schoolers told to stop sending in their homework. I hadn't heard that. Fred, what's going on with that? And I have a feeling our phone might have had some issues. There we go. There's Fred.
Yeah.
Hi, Fred. I'm sorry, Fred. We just got you. So go ahead and start that over.
Oh. Yeah, a couple quick things. Yeah, I agree with you totally what you've been saying, but a couple instances that you might be interested in. So one is we had nest egg saved up. I am a worker, been cut back in overtime. My wife was in the medical field. She's been let go. A third of their staff's been let go. Nothing for 6 weeks on unemployment. And then to top that off, besides us, you know, like I say, with me still making decent money, we've been going out 2 or 3 times a week. Go over to a dear friend of ours' house, his daughter, straight-A student, graduating this year. Goes, she's doing her math work like she's supposed to turn it in during the day. Her teacher said, you can't go any lower than an A. Stop doing your math homework and turning it in. I don't want to grade it in Washoe County. Here you got a kid that's putting out effort, and the teacher literally told her, please just, if you want to do it, but don't turn it in. I don't want to grade it. You've already got an A, and it's not going to go down. Bye.
Wow.
I was shocked when I heard that on Saturday. I was like, wow, I got to tell Monica that one.
I am shocked to hear that. That is...
But it's crazy out there. My wife hasn't got a penny for 6 weeks. They sent her a letter stating, let us know when you're off of... medical care. She's like, what are you talking about? I work at a medical establishment and I got let go. So she had to fill out this paper, send it in. She cannot get in. She's probably called 1,000 times in the last 2 weeks and cannot get in. Haven't received a penny. I mean, like I said, it's a good thing we've got decent money saved up and I'm still working hard, but it's kind of ridiculous out there. It really is. Unreal.
And Channel 8 the other night, you know, boy, they focused their newscast on a woman who is getting her unemployment. And be patient. And it's hard to be patient when the money's not coming in. And you have, for every one person I would say is getting their unemployment, there are thousands of others that aren't. Let's focus on them.
Yeah, you got a 30,000-to-1 odd, I calculated from some numbers a couple weeks ago, just for them to answer the phone. By the time my wife gets to about 9:30, it says the queue is full. We're not accepting any more phone calls. I told her, I said, you should be blessed because that means you might be on hold until 4:30 today. How are you going to be on hold for 7.5 hours before somebody talks to you?
Well, and we can all thank Governor Sisolak for that. And Dieter, you know, putting in that new director who's not even coming from the unemployment arena. They're coming from the healthcare, you know, yeah. I am so sorry to hear
that,
Fred.
Well, like I say, we're blessed that, you know, I'm working hard. We got money saved up. So, you know, eventually when we do get her money or whatever, it'd be nice. But it's like, geez, I can't imagine people out there what they're hurting. So,
yeah.
Great show as always. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you, Fred. And take care of your daughter and make sure she keeps doing her work, even if you have to grade it. You know, if you have to go over, because that's when you just stop doing stuff. And you fall into complacency. And people tell you, oh, we know you know this stuff. Don't worry about it. That's when you should worry even more. Let's go to Mike in Gardnerville this morning. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was wondering, why do we have so many Democrats running as Republicans for all kinds of positions within our state? You look at Amedee. Yeah, he should be running as a Democrat. He was for starting the impeachment procedures. He voted with AOC for housing for illegals that you and I are going to pay for. He was for amnesty. You have people like Tartanian wants to take our money for businesses, which is socialism. It's a form of fascism, actually. You know, I just don't understand. Why are they running for Republicans? Why don't they say, I'm a Democrat, be honest, and run there?
Well, because there isn't honesty when it comes to politics, Mike, and they know that if they're coming into a red state that used to be predominantly red, especially in the north, they've got to run as Republicans or they won't get the time of day when it comes to the masses. And the rurals, forget about it. If the rurals thought you were a Democrat, they're not going to vote for you. And so they're just doing whatever they can to be elected.
Yeah, and people need to get registered. Register as a Republican, you need to get out and vote. And I think we have till June 2nd or June 4th, somewhere around there, to get registered. And I hope everybody does. And make sure you read up about all the candidates. If you got somebody you like, still read up about the other candidate. Be informed. Know what you're voting for and who you're voting
for. Mike, I keep telling everybody, do not vote right now. The majority of people have their ballots. They have their information. Do not vote until you have all the information on all of the candidates and you can do informed voting. You don't have to have it turned in until, you know, the first week in June. So know the people.
I think we have till June to register. If you haven't registered, register as a Republican so you can vote in the primary and vote. So
yeah, the primary
now,
is so important.
How's impeach Sisolak thing coming along?
It's coming along. I don't think we're going to have the amount of signatures that we need, and Sisolak knows that. But you know what?
Okay.
We got a lawsuit going. So
good.
I think that this was all just part of the plan to shut the whole program down because we couldn't go out and get votes. People couldn't come out of their houses to sign the petitions because of the stay-at-home order. So We're going for our constitutional rights. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. And if we don't get it extended, something is going to happen. You know, it's something is going to happen. Look at how scared he was to come out of the Capitol during the rally. A rally with peaceful people. He won't even come out. He won't even come out and meet five commissioners from Douglas County to let them hand him a letter. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about Northern Nevada. We shouldn't care about his orders then. We should not care about them. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. One quick phone call before we take our break and I will go right here so I can see the name. Bob, thanks for calling in.
Yep. Oh, Thanks for having me.
You know, Bob, that's the only joke that has ever gotten me in trouble on the air before is when I say you have the perfect name because, you know, whether you're dyslexic or not, it's always Bob.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of dyslexics.
Anyway, on this unemployment deal, I'm licensed in California and Nevada. We do construction. I got a guy that makes $27 an hour. He was getting unemployment, $450 a week, plus $600. So he makes the same amount on unemployment as he does for working.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get them to come back to work when they're they get the same amount, and he gets a good wage, you know.
Why would anybody want to work for a living when people will just pay you to stay home?
Well, this guy actually does. He's a good guy. He's born and raised in Gardnerville, and
oh, good.
You know, I mean, he's a good Nevada guy, and you know, I don't know. He wants to work, but you know, he said it's ironic that he's, you know, can stay at home and make the same amount.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of good guys out here like him. You know, there are a lot of people who just want to shelter in place, stay at home, get unemployment, and let's keep it going. And that's unfortunate, Bob.
Yeah.
Take away that extra $600.
Yeah. Well, and the only time I ever tried to collect unemployment back in the 70s, you know, you had to go around to three places and have them sign off a card saying that you applied for employment or you tried to.
Yeah.
Now it's
been waived. That's been waived, but I think we need to bring it back now because there are a lot of jobs out there. People are reopening. It needs to be kind of removed for certain people. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with Jimmy, who wants to talk about recalling Sisolak right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Must be talking about Jerry on that one. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go directly to the phone lines as we wrap up the show and check in with Jimmy concerning the Recall Sisolak campaign. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, baby. First thing I wanted to say was, you know, sorry about your loss.
Thank you.
Today was my dad's birthday. He passed away on Juneteenth. Anyway, this just isn't going to happen, is it? This recall.
Probably not, but we're going to keep it going. Because he shut us down. And with everything that's happened over the last few months, of not only shutting down the recall process and changing the rules and all of that, but he shut down a perfectly good economy. And I'm not going to say for nothing, because yes, there were people who passed, but there were better ways to do it. Yeah, there were better ways to do it.
I sell Texas barbecue at places for like RSVP and, you know, the biker places and things like that. I'm out $80,000 just because of that.
Yeah. And you're not going to get it back. But
what?
He's getting paid. He's cowering in the mansion when, you know, on the weekends. And it's just, it really is disgusting. But we have to have more people to stand and fight. And fightfornevada.com is not going away. And we're bringing the lawsuit. And we're going to see where we can go from here. Even if we get extended time, we're going to be out there collecting those signatures. So don't give up hope. Thank you, Jimmy. And I'm sorry about your dad as well. But we have our memories. Will you continue to shop at stores that require face masks? So basically pushing the left's agenda. Will you shop at those stores? Will you participate in contact tracing, which Fauci and Gates wants? Only 2% said yes. So good for you. Have at it. Think for yourself, please. Teach your kids to think for themselves. It is the most important thing we can do as a nation. A very brilliant lady in England who was a real rebel rouser said that if the United States falls, the world is lost. We have our values. We have our rights, our constitution, our morals. And we can't let it go. There are people right now, people who are your elected representatives doing everything they can to destroy what you have. So ask yourself, even with the media, are you going to let them do it? Mwah. Love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Monica J.